In this bulletin, firefighters in New South Wales and Victoria prepare for bad bushfire conditions. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese prepares to respond to the Labor Party election loss review. And in tennis, Alex de Minaur is on track to make his second consecutive next-gen ATP finals. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. New South Wales Rural Fire Service warns the bushfire danger across the state is at dangerous levels, with total fire bans in place for five regions. Almost 70 fires continue to burn across New South Wales, despite firefighters' best efforts to contain the blazes overnight. Firefighters preparing for difficult conditions today, with strong westerly winds expected to fan bushfires burning across the state's mid-north coast. Speaking to Sky News, New South Wales RFS Deputy Commissioner Rob Rogers is urging residents to stay on alert.
The message to all of those fire-affected communities is, if you're going to leave the area, don't leave it to the last minute. Get out of the area before the fires become too active and cut roads, because obviously leaving at the last minute can be really dangerous. So if you're unsure, plan to stay away from those areas for the day. Go somewhere else, go to the beach, do something. But just be ensured that you're not going to try and leave at the last minute.
Meanwhile, in Queensland, extreme fire warnings have been issued as firefighters prepare for a day of hot, dry and windy conditions there. More than 30 fires currently burning across the state, with the fire danger to peak in the Darling Downs and Granite Belt this afternoon as temperatures soar above 40 degrees. Fire warnings have also been issued for Maranoa, Warrego, the Central Highlands and Coalfields, Wide Bay, Burnett and South East Coast. Residents are being urged to stay on alert. And while conditions are predicted to ease over the weekend, a fire warning will remain in place. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese will outline how Labor intends to move forward from the 2019 election defeat. A review by former Labor members Craig Emerson and Jay Weatherall released yesterday criticised the 2019 campaign for scaring voters with complex policies. Speaking to Sunrise, Deputy Labor leader Christina Keneally says the review is raw, brutally honest, but what the party needed to read.
It does make the point that a lot of people, both within the party and outside, quote, banked the win and therefore didn't campaign to win. And to me, that is the great take out of this. The election campaign was something we had to win and we simply failed to do it. And the review lays bare the reasons why.
The federal government is considering launching a royal commission into the mental health and wellbeing of ex-defence personnel. It follows Prime Minister Scott Morrison earlier this week meeting with the mothers of six servicemen who took their own lives after leaving the Australian Defence Force. They included Julianne Finney, who has collected over 250,000 signatures in favour of a royal commission into military suicide. All the mothers blame the ADF for abandoning their sons and not offering enough support to ex-servicemen. Weaknesses, Mr Morrison told Sky News, a royal commission inquiry could help improve.
It was a good opportunity for them to talk that process through for them, what it would mean for them, how it would help them and others who are going through that terrible set of circumstances. And so they were aware that I hadn't ruled it out, and it's something that I am actively considering along with our response to the Productivity Commission and a range of other issues. So, you know, as you know, I'm not one to, you know, move into those things lightly.
Moving to tennis, Alex de Minaur is well on his way to his second consecutive next-gen ATP finals after cruising through group play unbeaten. The 20-year-old was dominant in Milan this week, powering past Norway's Casper Ruud in straight sets 4-1, 4-0, 4-2. De Minaur will meet good friend and US player Francis Tiafoe in the semi-finals on Friday. And let's check out the weather for the rest of today. It's hot and sunny in Perth and it's 35 degrees. In Adelaide, a shower or two, 18. Much the same for Melbourne, possibly with hail as well, 14 degrees. 14 also for Hobart with showers, 18 and windy with a shower or two in Canberra. In Wollongong, windy, top of 24 degrees. Much the same for Sydney, 28 in Newcastle, sunny, 29 and windy. In Brisbane, much the same, 37, sunny in Cairns, 31, 35 in Darwin and partly cloudy. Peggy Giacomelos with SBS News.